Welcome to the deep dive. Are you tired of chasing leads that never reply? Or maybe they ghost your demos or just vanish after downloading that freebie? If that sounds familiar, you are absolutely not alone. Today, we're taking a deep dive into mastering lead generation, looking ahead to 2025. And our mission isn't just about getting any old leads. It's really about securing qualified, high-intent leads.
Yeah.
You know, the ones who are genuinely interested and actually ready to take action.
Yeah, it's such a common struggle. And here's a pretty startling truth from HubSpot. Despite all the effort marketers put in, a huge chunk, like over 60%, well, 61% actually, admit their leads just aren't high quality.
Wow, 61%.
Think about that. Most companies are still just kind of casting these wide nets. They're burning through time, burning through budget, instead of focusing on prospects who are truly engaged.
That statistic really highlights the problem, doesn't it? So in this deep dive, we're going to unpack, I think it's 20 advanced strategies for 2025. And these aren't just, you know, outdated tricks. They're proven, up-to-date methods, tailored to how buyers actually behave now. We're covering everything organic, paid tactics, outbound, even community-based stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to uncover some hopefully surprising facts and give you practical steps you can implement, like today. Let's jump right in. Okay, so before we get into those specific advanced strategies, we need to talk about the groundwork first, the foundational elements. These are the crucial pieces you absolutely must have in place to make, well, any lead gen effort successful, really. Think of it like preparing the soil before you plant the seeds, you know?
That's precisely it. A great analogy. At its heart, lead generation is, well, it's the process of attracting potential customers to your business and then nurturing their interest. It's about finding those who genuinely align with what you offer. So focusing on quality over just raw numbers.
Quality over quantity. Got it.
Yeah, exactly. And this journey often involves several stages of qualification. You've got your MQL, the marketing qualified lead, maybe someone who downloaded an ebook. Then they might progress to UnZQL, a sales qualified lead. Perhaps they requested a demo. And you also hear about PQLs, product qualified leads, or service qualified leads, all indicating different levels of engagement and intent with what you offer.
Right, different stages of readiness.
Precisely. Now, when it comes to actually capturing that initial interest, high converting landing pages and optimized forms are just, well, essential, non-negotiable.
Okay, so what makes a landing page high converting?
Good question. Your page needs a really clear benefit-focused headline, concise copy, minimal distractions, you don't want anything pulling their attention away, and prominent calls to action. And for the forms themselves, keep them short. Often just name and email is enough to start.
Name and email.
Often, yeah, at least initially. But here's a really powerful insight from Google's research. Users spend about 35% less time filling out forms, and they're 75% less likely to abandon them when autofill is properly enabled.
Wow, that's huge.
It is. Plus, including trust signals, things like SSL badges or customer logos that can boost conversions by up to 42%. These sound like simple things, but they're profoundly effective changes.
Okay, simple but powerful. So once you've got those capture points dialed in, you need a way to manage all these new prospects.
Right? Yeah.
Which brings us to the internal system.
Spot on. Once those leads start flowing in, how do you actually manage them? Track them, sort them effectively. That's where a robust CRM customer relationship management system becomes indispensable.
Right, the CRM.
But beyond just basic organization, you really need lead scoring. This system combines demographic data like who the lead is, their job title, company size, with their behavioral actions, which pages did they visit, what content did they download. This lets your CRM automatically rank and prioritize leads.
Ah, so the sales team knows who to focus on first.
Exactly. Ensuring your sales team focuses on the ones most likely to actually buy and the impact. It's significant. Companies using lead scoring see, on average, a 77% increase in lead generation ROI. And if you bring in AI, AI-powered lead scoring can boost conversion rates by an average of 25%.
That's incredible. 77% ROI increase. So it's not just about getting leads. It's knowing which ones are, like, hot. But lead generation isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing, is it?
Not at all.
How do we make sure we're constantly getting better, not just stuck doing the same old things?
You've hit on the critical point there. Lead generation is never really done. It's an ongoing process of refinement. And that's where continuous A/B testing, and conversion rate optimization, or CRO, become absolutely non-negotiable.
A/B testing and CRO. Yeah.
You have to consistently tweak and improve everything. Your calls to action, your emails, your landing pages, even your ad copy. And the data, it really speaks for itself here. A/B testing can improve conversion rates by as much as 400% through optimizing the website and user experience.
400%. Seriously.
Seriously. And companies that actively A/B test see up to 2.5 times better conversion rates than those that just don't bother. It might sound like a lot of work, but honestly, it's the only way to truly ensure consistent improvement and, you know, stay ahead of the curve.
That really underscores it. Lead gen isn't just a tactic. It's a living process. Mm-hmm. And speaking of staying ahead, let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about some maybe less conventional methods. Things that build organic reach and leverage communities, often without direct ad spend, which I know is exciting for a lot of businesses.
Definitely. And one powerful, often untapped area is truly leveraging niche community engagement to build authority.
Okay. Niche communities. Like what?
So this isn't just about, you know, posting randomly on social media. It involves strategic microblogging, maybe opinion pieces on platforms like LinkedIn or X, establishing yourself as a thought leader in your specific niche. But it also means deep participation in online communities. Think niche subreddits or Slack and Discord groups, private Facebook or LinkedIn groups relevant to your industry.
Right. Where your actual potential customers are hanging out.
Exactly. And the key is to genuinely offer in-depth answers and helpful resources. Rather than just jumping in to promote your product, that builds immense trust. In fact, 90% of social media marketers agree that building an active online community is essential for lead generation.
90%.
Yeah. Look at Notion, for example. They saw massive growth because their users organically formed these large communities on Reddit, Facebook, and those engaged members became product evangelists, driving leads for them.
I love that. It's about being genuinely helpful first. Builds that trust. And speaking of working with others, what about collaboration? Like events?
Absolutely. To expand your reach even further, hosting collaborative virtual summits and masterclasses, it takes the standard webinar concept and amps it up. Well, instead of just a solo presentation, you team up with, say, 3 to 5 non-competing experts in adjacent fields. Each speaker then promotes the event to their own audience. This just exponentially expands your reach and your potential lead pool. Plus, it positions your brand as a central curator of valuable knowledge. People register because they want that combined expertise.
That's a really smart way to multiply your reach, leverage other people's audiences. Now let's turn to the growing world of audio. How does podcasting play into lead generation?
Oh, audio is incredibly powerful right now. Utilizing podcast appearances and niche audio content. Huge potential. First, there are guest appearances.
Being a guest on other shows.
Exactly. Actively seek interviews on podcasts your target audience already listens to. It lets you share your expertise, build credibility instantly, and you can include a clear call to action for listeners. And here's a stat that really stands out. 48% of weekly podcast listeners report purchasing something after hearing it mentioned on a podcast.
Almost half. That shows the trust level is high.
It really does. Second, you can launch your own niche podcast or audio series, one that really tackles your audience's core challenges head on. This builds incredibly strong connections over time and positions you as that trusted advisor. Look at Stephen Bartlett's The Diary of a CEO. It's a prime example. He's built this enormous personal brand, attracted investments, expanded his network, all by turning millions of engaged listeners into potential leads or connections.
Right, it builds that relationship. You know, we spend so much time thinking about finding new leads, but what about the gold mine we might already be sitting on? Our existing relationships? How do we go beyond just like casual chats and truly leverage our network?
You're absolutely spot on. Most businesses have a network, but very few have a real strategy for it. The trick is moving past just asking for casual referrals now and then. You need to create a truly formalized, incentivized program.
Formalized and incentivized.
Okay.
By establishing a tiered referral and customer advocate program, it's about empowering your happiest, most satisfied customers to actively refer new business. Maybe you offer them exclusive access to something, special discounts, or even just public recognition. Think about Dropbox. Famously, they achieved 3,900% growth in just 15 months. Largely through their referral program.
3,900%. That's astounding.
It's monumental, and it didn't cost them a penny in traditional ad spend for that growth, just rewarding existing users.
Wow. And it really underlines that power of trust again, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So building on that idea of social proof, what role do reviews play getting that credibility for new leads?
Customer reviews are absolutely critical. It's one of the first things people look for. Before most leads take any serious action, they're checking your reviews on G2, Capterra, Google, Yelp, you name it. These build instant trust. Or, conversely, bad reviews can kill a deal instantly. Look at Amazon. Every single product prominently features customer reviews and ratings.
True, I always check the stars.
Right, and it doesn't just help customers like you make choices. It helps Amazon improve products, and it reassures prospects right before they click add to cart.
Okay, so encourage and leverage those reviews. Makes sense. We've talked about authority, collaboration, referrals, reviews. How about just maintaining a consistent brand presence on social media? Does that still move the needle for leads?
Absolutely. Engaging consistently on social media is still fundamental, but the key word is consistently and with value. It's not just about being present. It's about showing up regularly with value-driven content. Stats show, 69.56% of marketers use Facebook, 60.31% use Instagram, 58.77% use YouTube, and overall, 68% of marketers report that social media marketing helps them generate leads.
So it definitely still works.
It does. The key is sharing helpful stuff, how-to tips, case studies, customer success stories. Focus on building trust and providing value, and the leads tend to follow. And also, remember those leads that didn't convert right away?
Yeah, the ones that went cold.
Exactly. It might just be about timing. That's why nurturing old leads and past referrals is so crucial. You need to stay top of mind. Maybe use automated check-ins, send updated resources. Salesforce actually highlights that lead nurturing is especially critical when prospects are undecided. It brings them back into the fold when they're finally ready to act.
Right. Don't just give up on them. Keep that connection warm. And to double down on those existing connections.
Yeah.
What about LinkedIn? Re-engaging our networks there more deeply.
Yes. To really maximize the value from your existing network, re-engaging connections, especially through things like LinkedIn audits, is a really powerful approach.
LinkedIn audits, what does that involve?
It basically involves systematically reviewing your current connections. Identify who fits your ideal customer profile or ICP, or who might be a good referral source. Then empower your teams, especially sales, for genuine social selling. That means sharing curated company content, engaging with thoughtful comments, not just blasting links. It amplifies your reach and humanizes your brand. Plus, nurturing these warm relationships significantly shortcuts the sales cycle. You skip that initial trust-building phase.
Because the trust is already there?
Precisely. And this ties directly into the power of employee advocacy and authentic customer reviews. When your employees, especially sales or customer-facing teams, share curated company content on their personal social media, it massively amplifies reach and makes the brand feel more human. Leads generated this way are often warmer. Similarly, genuine endorsements from happy customers or even trusted employees, they build significant trust. People inherently trust recommendations from real people far more than direct advertising. Leads convert better.
So what we've really explored here in this section, whether it's building trust in niche communities, multiplying reach with collaborators, or empowering your own team and customers, it seems like these organic strategies are all about building genuine connections, connections that pay dividends long term, often without needing a massive ad budget.
That's a great summary. It's about relationship building at scale.
All right, let's move into some more creative ways. Capturing attention and data through content. We're talking really innovative content and interactive experiences now.
Okay, yeah. A cornerstone here is creating SEO-optimized content that actually solves problems. This means focusing on comprehensive, high-quality blog posts, guides, articles, things that directly address your audience's deepest pain points. And it's not just about stuffing keywords anymore. It's about structuring your content carefully for things like Google's AI mode and featured snippets.
Ah, getting that prime spot in search results.
Exactly. This captures high-intent organic traffic before someone even clicks your link sometimes. MailChimp is a fantastic example here. They rank for email marketing platform and related terms and attract over 454,000 organic visits every single month. Just from their content.
450,000. Wow. That's the power of great content.
It really is. And then there's the classic offering gated lead magnets. Things like ebooks, templates, checklists, webinars, they still work incredibly well.
Gated meaning they have to give contact info.
Correct. You provide genuinely valuable content, but the key is value. Think specific templates, useful checklists, exclusive training recordings, and you provide this in exchange for their contact information, usually email. But specificity is crucial here. A generic download our ebook won't perform nearly as well as, say, get the content calendar template specifically for SaaS marketing teams.
Ah, much more targeted. moves casual browsers into real prospects.
Precisely. It qualifies them by their interest in that specific resource.
I love how specific that gets. Now, for something maybe a bit more engaging than just a static PDF download,
yeah.
What about interactive content formats?
Yes. How do you gather deeper insights while really engaging your audience? Hosting interactive quizzes and assessments is a great way. You develop engaging online quizzes, maybe self-assessments or diagnostic tools, all relevant to your audience's challenges.
Like a what's your marketing score kind of thing.
Exactly like that. These provide immediate personalized value to the user. They get an answer or insight right away. And while doing that, you capture crucial data about their needs, their pain points, their preferences, which directly qualifies them as leads. For instance, a real estate client we worked with used a rental income calculator. It helped prospects estimate potential returns on investment properties. It was incredibly effective at capturing qualified leads.
Because it gave them tangible value immediately.
Right. Yeah. Building on that, you can create gamified tools and leverage user-generated content, or UGC, campaigns. Think high-value interactive assets like complex ROI calculators or industry benchmark reports. Again, immediate value, crucial lead data. And for UGC campaigns, you actively encourage your current customers to create and share content using specific hashtags, maybe video testimonials, photos of them using your product.
Getting your customers to market for you.
Essentially, yes. GoPro is famous for this with their consistent UGC contests. They ask users to submit their best adventure footage, and these contests can lead to massive increases in leads, sometimes up to 700% more email leads via the contest landing pages. It's authentic social proof and a powerful organic lead magnet all rolled into one.
700%. That's wild. Okay. Providing free educational resources sounds like a pretty solid way to attract leads too. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. Leveraging free online courses or even mini webinars is indeed a powerful lead magnet strategy. You create short, high-value educational assets. Think like SEMrush Academy. They offer dozens of free courses and certifications on SEO, content marketing, etc. This attracts a huge audience of people interested in those topics and gathers valuable contact information when they sign up. Plus, it positions you as an expert and subtly introduces potential customers to your whole ecosystem.
Right. Building authority and capturing leads simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. And here's a smart way to kind of reduce friction and make the interaction feel more natural. Using DM-first lead magnets and interactive social polls.
DM-first. Like direct message.
Exactly. For DM-first lead magnets, you might post some engaging content on, say, LinkedIn or Instagram with a call to action like, this strategy boosted our clients' leads by 50%. Comment guide below and I'll DM you the PDF. This boosts engagement signals on the platform, which the algorithms love. And it generates warmer leads because people are actively raising their hand and expressing interest.
Instead of just passively clicking a link.
Right. And interactive social polls work similarly. You can ask questions to gather insights and identify intent. Then you follow up personally via DM with tailored resources based on how they answered. It makes the interaction feel much more natural, less transactional.
So it's about meeting them where they are in the DMs and the comments and making it super easy to engage. How about building authority through maybe less conventional channels, still focused on attracting leads?
Yeah, strategic authority building can happen in interesting places. Think micro podcasts and public speaking. You could create short, focused audio content like mini podcasts, maybe featuring industry thought leaders. These are easily digestible and can be repurposed across lots of channels. Or you could actively seek speaking slots at industry conferences, trade shows, even local business events.
Getting on stage.
Exactly. It positions you as an expert instantly and lets you engage directly with potential leads in the audience. These methods, they build a long-term relationship and a strong reputation, often causing leads to self-qualify and actually initiate contact with you. It effectively turns a cold audience into warm, inbound leads because they already see you as credible.
Okay, so that covers a lot on the content and organic side. Now let's talk about strategies that involve, you know, direct ad spend and more proactive outreach, shifting gears to targeted paid and outbound strategies.
Right. A key tactic here is deploying intent-based PPC campaigns, pay-per-click. But with dynamic creative.
Okay, intent-based PPC, more than just keywords.
Yeah, it moves beyond just basic keyword targeting. You focus on users based on clear intent. For instance, someone searching for competitor comparison terms or specific feature names or pricing information. Then you pair this with dynamic ad creatives, meaning if someone searches for eco-friendly running shoes, your ad might automatically show your sustainable shoe model and highlight recycled materials.
Instead of just a generic shoe ad.
Exactly. It makes the ad hyper-relevant to their exact search query. And utilizing things like Google Lead Form extensions is really effective here, especially on mobile. They let users submit their details right there in the ad itself. Reduces clicks, reduces drop-offs, boosts conversions.
It's all about meeting people exactly where they are with the right message instantly. And speaking of targeted ads, what about social media advertising? How do we get specific there?
For social legion, executing hyper-targeted social ads and retargeting funnels is absolutely paramount. You combine social media lead ads, you know, the ones native to Facebook, Instagram, and especially LinkedIn, with really sophisticated audience segmentation and multi-stage retargeting. Keep in mind, as of late 2024, Facebook still delivers the highest ROI among social channels, around 28%. But for B2B, LinkedIn is just king. It brings in something like 80% of all B2B social media leads.
80% from LinkedIn for B2B.
Yeah, and LinkedIn lead gen forms, they boast an average conversion rate of 10-13%, which is really strong. Again, less friction means higher quality submissions usually.
Okay, so LinkedIn is crucial for B2B ads. Now, for those B2B businesses targeting really high-value clients, specific companies maybe, how do you focus ad spend effectively?
Great question. That's where implementing account-based advertising, or ABA, comes in. Instead of broad targeting, you actually upload lists of specific target companies and even key decision makers within those companies directly into platforms like LinkedIn or Google Ads. This ensures your ad spend focuses exclusively on your ideal high-value customers. It aligns perfectly with broader account-based marketing or ABM strategies.
Laser focus. That makes perfect sense for B2B with specific targets. Now, how do we leverage trust in paid channels? You mentioned podcasts earlier. Sponsorships.
Yes, leveraging podcast sponsorships and especially host read ads is incredibly powerful for building trust through a paid channel. You sponsor niche podcasts where your target audience is already listening attentively, and host read ads. They often outperform traditional produced ads by as much as 60% in terms of brand recall and engagement.
60% better. Why is that?
It's the inherent trust listeners have in their chosen host. It feels like a recommendation from a friend. Think about online therapy platforms like BetterHelp or Talkspace. They frequently sponsor podcasts across all sorts of genres, and they effectively generate signups using these host read ads, often delivered with real empathy and personal connection by the host.
Right. That authentic delivery makes a difference. What about other paid content distribution?
Another effective paid strategy is investing in gated premium content syndication. This involves partnering with reputable third-party platforms, maybe industry publications online, or specialized content syndication networks. They host and promote your premium gated content, like those valuable ebooks or white papers we talked about. And typically, you pay per lead generated directly from these platforms.
So you're paying for leads, you know, are interested in that specific topic.
Exactly. It ensures those leads have shown genuine interest in your specific content and subject matter, higher quality usually.
That sounds like a direct route to interested leads. Now, for something maybe a bit higher risk, higher reward, you mentioned viral stunts.
Yes. Executing out-of-the-box viral stunts, often amplified with some paid promotion, this is definitely a higher risk, higher reward strategy aimed at mass-led generation or brand awareness.
What makes it high risk?
Well, they're highly creative, often unconventional campaigns designed to grab widespread attention, generate buzz. They can fall flat or even backfire if not done carefully. But when they work, they can achieve exponential reach and brand awareness that just dwarfs typical marketing efforts. While often aiming for organic virality, most successful stunts usually need that initial paid push to really gain traction.
Gotcha. High risk, high reward indeed. Needs careful planning. Okay, let's switch back to more direct personal outreach. Cold email, is that still a thing?
It is, but the key is personalized cold emails. Forget the generic mass blasts. You have to move past those. It requires thorough research on individual prospects. The goal is to craft highly personalized emails, offering unique insights or solutions relevant to them. Focus on starting a genuine conversation, not just a hard sell right away. And the stats back it up. Emails with personalized subject lines are 50% more likely to be open. And personalized emails, generally, generate 6 times higher transaction rates than generic ones.
Personalization is key. That makes people feel seen.
Absolutely. And to really amplify that personal connection, but maybe at a broader scale, partnering with micro-influencers is a really smart move.
Micro-influencers, not the huge celebrities.
Right. Niche micro-influencers, typically those with maybe 10,000 to 99,000 followers, they often deliver much higher engagement rates, sometimes 7% to 20%, compared to the 1%, 3% you might see with massive accounts.
Oh. Much higher engagement.
Yeah, because their audiences are usually more specific, more loyal, and more likely to act on the influencer's recommendation. For example, a sauce company might partner with a respected industry consultant. That consultant could create an authentic video review or maybe a detailed LinkedIn post showing how the software solves a specific problem their audience faces. Very targeted, very credible.
It's all about that authentic connection and niche audience again. What about the value of, you know, good old-fashioned in-person interactions? Can traditional events still compete in our digital world?
Oh, absolutely. Don't underestimate face-to-face. Attending or sponsoring industry events is still a powerhouse for lead generation. Seeking speaking slots at conferences, trade shows, even local business meetups, it puts you directly in front of interested prospects, builds authority fast. And there's a compelling stat. 65% of B2B companies consider in-person events to be their most effective lead generation tactic.
65%? That's surprising, actually.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And you can capture leads right there on the spot. Use simple sign-up sheets, QR code forms linked to your landing page. That immediate connection is hard to beat.
Okay, so events are still very much alive. Any other partnership strategies?
Yeah, another strategic approach is bartering and cross-promotional partnerships. This involves exchanging leads, maybe products or services, with complementary non-competing businesses. Businesses whose audience overlaps with yours but doesn't directly compete.
Like a B2B software company partnering with a marketing agency.
Exactly like that. This expands your reach into new, often pre-qualified audiences, and leads generated through these partnerships. They come with an inherent level of trust because of the partner's endorsement, makes them significantly warmer and more likely to convert compared to completely cold outreach.
Smart. Leverage someone else's trust. Okay, one more B2B strategy, ABM.
Right. Implementing account-based marketing, or ABM. This is a highly focused B2B strategy. It essentially flips the traditional marketing funnel. Instead of marketing broadly and filtering down, you handpick your ideal target accounts first. Then you create personalized content and outreach campaigns specifically for them. This super tailored approach helps reduce customer churn, significantly shorten sales cycles, and often boost the final deal size. It makes your efforts incredibly precise and impactful for high-value targets.
Very targeted, very strategic. Okay, that covers a lot on paid and outbound. Now let's shift our focus one last time. Let's talk about optimizing your existing digital presence, your website mainly, and maybe look ahead to future trends.
Sounds good. Some quick wins on the website itself, consider using exit intent and scroll pop-ups strategically.
Pop-ups. Aren't those annoying?
They can be if done badly. But used well, they're effective. Exit intent triggers when a user's mouse moves like they're about to leave the page. Scroll pop-ups trigger after they've scrolled a certain percentage down, showing engagement. For one of our real estate clients, a simple seasonal discount pop-up triggered by scroll behavior on key pages significantly boosted their lead count. It's about capturing attention at just the right moment with the right offer before they bounce.
Okay, so timing and relevance are key for pop-ups. What else on the site?
Another great way to enhance your site is by adding live chat or chatbots. These provide real-time answers and can guide visitors, preventing them from leaving frustrated if they can't find something. Chatbots can handle frequently asked questions 24/7, capture basic lead info, and route visitors to the right human team member if needed. Surfer SEO, for example, uses its chatbots really well to instantly assist users with questions and capture lead data the moment they show interest.
Instant help, lead capture. Nice. Any really easy wins?
Yes. Some of the easiest wins often come from simply placing clear calls to action CTAs on your highest traffic pages. If you have blog posts or resource pages pulling in steady organic traffic month after month, make sure you're not just educating them, but also clearly inviting them to take the next step. Flambard Williams, a financial services firm, placed a prominent book a call button near high engagement areas on their popular guide pages. Led to significant action. Don't let your best content be a dead end.
Right. Make it easy for them to convert. I love those little tweaks that can make a big difference. But what about the really cutting edge stuff? How is AI impacting lead gen beyond scoring?
Oh, AI is rapidly changing the game, especially in predicting lead behavior. Tools like Drift, Clearbit, and others use predictive analytics. They analyze patterns, repeated visits to key pages, specific content downloads, time spent on the pricing page, to identify high-intent leads even before they fill out a form. They can even recommend the next best action for your sales or marketing teams to take with that specific lead. It really helps optimize how you spend your time, ensuring you engage leads right when they're most receptive.
Wow, predicting intent. That's a huge time saver. And speaking of getting more out of what you already have, maximizing existing content assets, repurposing.
Yes, repurposing content across channels is such a powerful, efficient strategy. Get more value out of the effort you've already put into creating something great. Latest data suggests around 45-46% of marketers are actively repurposing content now.
How would that work practically?
Well, you could turn a long blog post into a series of LinkedIn posts or a carousel. Repackage a webinar recording into short video clips for social media. Convert the key findings from a case study into a downloadable checklist or infographic lead magnet. It's all about being smarter with your resources and reaching different audience segments who might prefer different formats with the same core message.
Work smarter, not harder. Love it. So we've covered a ton of ground: advanced strategies, foundations, organic, paid content, tech. What does all this really boil down to? You mentioned trust a lot. It seems like it comes back to the personal touch.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, building trust through personalization is critical. And it goes way beyond just using someone's first name in an email, right? We're talking about dynamic landing pages that change based on the visitor's industry or source. Email content that's tailored to their specific interests or where they are in the funnel. Follow-up messages triggered by their real-time behavior, like visiting your pricing page 3 times in a week. When people feel seen and understood, they're just far more likely to engage and ultimately convert. It builds that relationship. Leads become higher quality. So yeah, to recap our deep dive today, lead generation in 2025 and beyond isn't really about chasing more leads. It's truly about attracting better ones. We've explored how vital things like value, trust, timing, and really strategic execution are in securing those high-quality prospects.
It's been fascinating. My encouragement to you listening is maybe don't try to do all 20 things at once. Pick 2 or 3 tactics we've discussed today that really resonate with your audience and your business goals. Test them out. See what happens. Refine your approach based on what you learn. And then double down on what truly gets results for you. It really is about working smarter, leveraging the right technology, and consistently giving immense value to the right people.
Couldn't agree more. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Given the power of building trust and creating those genuine connections that we've explored today, what if the most powerful lead generation strategy moving forward isn't actually about finding new channels at all? What if it's about making your brand so inherently valuable, so trustworthy, so helpful, that the right leads actively seek you out long before you even know they exist?